You're listening to The Point. Think back to the last adult social gathering or entertainment event you attended. Was alcohol present? There's a good chance it was, despite the alarming statistics about the number of people who die each year as a result of alcohol use. If you or someone you love is in recovery, finding options for substance-free entertainment and socialization can be difficult. Last year, the Cultural Center of Cape Cod hosted a series of monthly sober nights, and this year has collaborated with other arts organizations on the Cape to expand the geographic reach of the programs. Joining us to discuss the expansion of the program is Lauren Wolk, Associate Director of the Cultural Center of Cape Cod. Welcome.
Thanks, Mindy.
And David Keene, Executive Director of the Kituit Center for the Arts. Good to see you, David. Good morning.
Yeah.
So, Laura, Stella Wolf originally approached you with this idea when she and her fiancé, who's in recovery, realized there were few options for them to get together and socialize without the presence of alcohol. Why did you think Sober Nights would be a good fit for the Cultural Center?
Well, We are one of those kinds of places, and too, it's the same way many are, that if somebody comes to us with a good idea, we say yes. We just do it. We find the money, we find the time, we find the staff, and we just do it. And this was a great idea. I've known Stella for a long time, since she was my student at Sturgis. And when she came in the door, bursting with excitement about doing this, there's no way we were going to say no or let's wait. Or we just said yes. And largely because we know there are a lot of people in the community who need this. We also know that the arts are a lifeline for many of those people, or would be if they had opportunities to, for this kind of engagement. And so we thought, yes, this is part of our mission to make the arts in every way possible part of the enrichment and health of our community. So we started right away. The funding came after, and it came from the Cape Cod Foundation, Cape Cod 5, Cape Air. They all pitched in and enabled us to have these free events with lots of free food and entertainment and arts engagement. And it's been incredible.
They've been well attended.
They have. The weather sometimes gets in the way.
It gets in the way of a lot of things. Yeah.
And let's be honest, people aren't traveling a huge distance. And yet some of the people who need this service, let's call it a service, the most are those in places like Falmouth and Provincetown. And we're in Yarmouth. Mm-hmm. So that's why we decided that we would reach out to our great partners in what we call the Quartet, which is the Conservatory, the Kituit Center for the Arts, Wellfleet Preservation Hall, and the Cultural Center, that the four of us might reach more people if we share this program.
And for those who aren't familiar with Sober Nights, just tell us a little bit more about what happens. But you have different events for each month?
Yes, and it was complicated at first. Stella was a great advisor and her fiance, Andrew, because it's really hard to do some things without alcohol. There's this very strong association, and you have to break that association. You have to say, yes, you can get up in front of a mic and do things on a stage without having a drink first. And yeah, you can come and meet strangers and have conversations with other people you've never met before without having a drink first. And people embrace this idea. We've had some really great parties. We've had open mics. We've made things with our hands together. We've had live music, always great food, great company. We had a magic show 1 month. So every month it's a little different. And every month the crowd's a little different. Mm-hmm. It's always been great, though.
All right. David, how did you get involved in this? We want to expand, and what did you know about this?
Well, as Lauren said, as part of the Quartet, the four organizations got together, 4 or 5 years ago now, to start a series of free recitals from Wellfleet to Falmouth, and sort of rotating the geography. So we meet on a monthly basis, and we've been aware of this program that Lauren's been doing. And when she pitched the idea of expansion, we were all on board. And part of it is all of our missions, there's a big piece of it that has to do with outreach and serving the community. And it's one of the most challenging things to do because we still have to raise money. And, you know, we have a lot of events where, you know, we depend on the income from that. But we also want to provide certain services, as you said, that are free of charge to the participants. And so it was kind of a no-brainer because, well, first of all, Lauren did all the work already.
Right.
And we basically looked at the calendar and we'll, you know, each come up with our own theme or idea for what we do on that night.
So each of the four organizations, then you decide what kind of entertainment or what activities. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where does the food come from?
Well, every month we did something a little different, depending on what the month was. We'd have pizza or we'd have tacos or whatever. We did a Cinco de Mayo night. So, of course, we had food that went with Cinco de Mayo. In the summertime, we had sort of a full moon picnic kind of a thing. It just depended. Mm-hmm. But and sometimes we made the food, sometimes we bought the food.
Just month to month, you just decide, yeah. So, David, what do you have planned at the first sober night at the Kituat Center for the Arts?
So, our first sober night is in February.
February 23rd.
23rd, thank you. From 7 to 9 p.m. And we're doing an open mic night that we're trying to tie in the theme of the gallery exhibition that we have running, which is called A Moment. And it's a retrospective of work of the artist Shirley Mossman Nisbet, who passed away recently at the end of last year. And one of her very dear friends, Betty Carol Fuller. And before Shirley passed away, we went to her house and she chose the work that has never been hung in a show before.
Wow.
That really was reflective of a moment in her time that was very specific. And we thought that would be a good inspiration or tie-in. What does a moment mean? Maybe there's a moment that someone will have while they're at the event that they'll want to get up and talk about. Maybe there's a significant moment in their life that will connect with, you know, just what this idea is about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our first foray. You know, it's tricky because I talked to Lauren about we have this great karaoke party at our Wine and Music Wednesday events, and there are certain things that I think are maybe too risky.
Mm-hmm.
That when you talk about the alcohol going with performing, when you start thinking about how to offer one of these programs, you do realize how much we associate all of our programming with our bar.
Yeah,
it's true. And, you know, so I go to our sober socials and I don't drink at them either, of course. In fact, we there is not a drop of alcohol within 50 yards of the place. And I find myself thinking, I can't dance. I'm not going to dance. And I do because, you know what, I love to dance, but I'm used to having a glass of wine first.
Yeah.
And you have to really get your head around that.
Right. So who's welcome at Sober Nights, and are there age parameters? Or?
We have sort of tried to make it 18 and up because one of the things Stella taught us was people want to go out for a social event. They don't want to go necessarily to a family event.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go out with people like them and let their hair down and have some fun. And if there are a bunch of kids running around, it will not be that kind of thing. But we have had some teenagers and some tweens who've come who've been fantastic, who've gotten up at the mic and told their stories about whatever, including my mother is an alcoholic, or my grandfather died of, you know, an overdose or whatever. They've added a lot to it, but we do try to keep it as an adult event as much as possible.
Is that what the four organizations now plan to keep it that way?
Yeah. I think so, and I agree with you. It is sort of in our case, I think it will be organic. We don't want to dissuade anyone from coming, but we're thinking of it as more of an adult.
So because that's hard to come by. There's lots of family activities that families can attend. There aren't a lot of sober places, like you're saying, for that, you know,
exactly
18 and up.
I was actually at an event, the last event that we had in our programming at the center. Someone came up to me and had just read the press release or has gone to many of the programs in Yarmouth, lives in Mashpee, and he was so thrilled and talked about how great it was. As you said, so many people here don't want to drive if it's more than like 5 or 10 miles. So hopefully this will expand the reach.
Yeah, and of course, and now it's going to be getting the word out, right, that we've got not just one place that has these, but four.
Right, and there have been some things in the paper, and I always send all the press to organizations in the social services and in healthcare who work with people in addiction or in recovery, encouraging them to send people our way or to bring people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's actually they bring people. It's harder. Even Gosnold is in Falmouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have tried to establish relationships with the social services as much as possible across the board in order to reach people who need us most. And in this case, that's very, very true. And I'm hoping, and I know my partners will do this too, to reach out to those organizations, make sure they know about the nights coming up, and those organizations will in turn let their clients know.
Is there information about addiction recovery, education, or other services available at these sober nights?
That's another thing we talked about with Stella. She said, no, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't make it seem like a meeting.
Mm. Right.
You know,
yeah.
This should not be like a meeting. It should be a social event. Let's not, even though, let's be honest, mm-hmm. everybody knows why they're there. And when we have the open mics, people talk openly about their experiences. But this is not group therapy. Mm-hmm. This is not a meeting. This is a social event.
Social. Yeah.
Have you had the experience where somebody has come and they're not sober?
No, we haven't. And
we
were really ready for that. No, we haven't.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope hope it stays that way. All right. So the next sober night is January 12th at the Falmouth Conservatory. Do you know what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, they're
going to
have like a coffee house open mic with refreshments. And by open mic, and we have always meant this too, it means music, means poetry, means whatever you want, stand up. You know, a lot of us already do that sort of thing. I know Kituit has a great salon of shorts, five minutes at the mic. And there's a bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we've always serve wine when we have our open mics. So these are different. There's a whole different flavor to them. And what people say at the mic tends to be different, too. It's very liberating. People get up there and really tell their stories in a place where they know they can trust the audience mm-hmm. to understand, to encourage, to be supportive. I think it's very cathartic.
Yeah. All right. We'll have a link with more information about Sober Nights and the 2018 schedule of dates and locations at our website, capeandislands.org. Lauren Wolk and David Keane, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mindy.
And thanks for doing the Sober Nights.
Thank you.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker and Dan Tridle. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.